but I don't love that as much as I love a Barbie. Yeah. And I've had a bit of a problem because now I've got to the point where the grill, you know, the like you've got the hot plate bit and you've also got the grill bit. So the grill bit on my Barbie, it continues to rust and rust and rust. And I chip away with it, get the Barbie scraper and you chip away the sides. And it keeps rusting, and soon I'll be through the grill altogether.
You seem to be cooking on nothing.
Every now and again, I go out to the back rock out the back, and I bash the grill against the rock to dislodge the rust, and I give it a quick rub down with oil and put it back on, but it still rusts again.
Yeah, clean that dirty old barbecue.
G'day, Brett from Mariner.
Yeah, morning, fellas. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Not bad.
Yeah, good. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Correct. We're just debating like methods for cleaning a Barbie because I reckon you just put beer on the thing once you turn it on and it seems to clean everything.
Yeah, no. Yeah, what I do with mine is, you know, every time after I finish cooking and add on it, when it's cooled down a bit, I take the grill and the hot plate off it, and it gets washed in the laundry tub with dishwashing liquid and hot water, and then I put it back on the barbecue, and then it gets wiped down with oil,
so it doesn't go rusty
every time, Brett.
Yeah, every single time. I never leave it dirty once.
See, when my guts...
that's labour intensive.
Yeah, when my gut's full of food, I just go, oh, I couldn't be bothered. And I just just close down the hood and walk away.
Yeah, no, if you leave it dirty and you don't wash it, mate, you're not cooking meat on it next time. You'll be cooking roaches.
Okay. Oh. All right. Okay. Thanks for the tip.
The reason I use a Barbie half the time is so I don't have to wash up. You know, when you go, I could use the fry pan or I could use the Barbie. The Barbie seems an easier option.
Yeah, and if I don't wash it, mate, I'm in trouble. Put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Health and cleanliness has never been a big priority in our family. But
rules
anyway,
rules.
Yeah, that's right, Brett. I might take your tip on board. Thanks for that, Brett.
Yeah, have a good day, fellas.
Cheers,
see you, mate. See you, buddy. We've got Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, what do you use cleaning the barbecue? What's your tip?
My tip is rock salt and beer.
Rock salt and beer.
Rock salt and beer.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely 150 lashes of beer too at that.
150 lashes.
Definitely, right. Guys, it's a good mixture, believe you me. Good for rust.
All right. Thanks for that, Vanessa.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we've got Mark from Baddow Bay. G'day, Marky.
Hey, Mark.
G'day, legends. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What about you?
Yeah, good.
Cleaning that mate, BBQ.
I'm straight onto that spot, though. I found out about 12 months ago. And I used it and thought it was absolutely fantastic stuff because it says what it does. It's clean, it's food safe and everything. Then I found it's local. So,
yeah,
how good can it get?
Yeah, Spot Go Service Barbecue Degreaser. I know you can get it from Woolworths. It's made here on the Central Coast by Brendan and also Nancy. They're great people. So give it a crack. Instead of doing all the silly things we've been telling you, clean barbecue.
Go get Spot Go. Ding dong, Mark.
Yeah, 100%. Get onto it.
All right, Marky. Thanks for that, mate.
Cheers, legends, Uru.
Yeah, good Friday. Chris from Greenpoint. G'day, Chrissy.
Hello.
How are you?
How are we going?
Yeah, good, mate. What do you use? Clean the barbecue.
Coconut oil.
Coconut
oil. I'm very fancy. So, yeah.
Rub yourself down as well while you're at it.
Mate, I actually do. I rub myself down. I slide across the barbecue from the set. I look my wife in the eyes the whole time, bite my bottom lip. Ha 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 ha!